Proton therapy has been a huge step forward, especially for kids. So the classic radiation that we've been delivering for over 100 years is X-rays or photon radiation. And so those are very easily, they're particles that are very easily steered in the direction we want them, but they have a property which is the exit dose. And so they're very light and they bounce around. So we can direct them at a tumor, but about 30% of them kind of go out the back of the tumor. And that hits normal tissue that we actually don't need to radiate. So that's what we call excess radiation dose. And it's been a part of treatment, something we've known about for a very long time. Protons are positively charged particles, and they're about 4,000 times more massive than the photons in the conventional radiation.
They're still really small, though.
They're still really small. Right. Yeah. They're still very small. But their charged particles and their heaviness compared to the X-rays, so the photons, makes them stop really abruptly. So we shoot them at a tumor, they hit the tumor, and then none of it goes out the back instead of 30% or 40% with the conventional radiation. So what that means is that in the most sensitive populations, like children whose brains are still developing, you know, whose heart, lung, bone, everything is much more sensitive than adults, stopping and reducing their excess radiation by about 30 or 40% really makes a huge difference in terms of the potential for developing late side effects, you know, at some point during their life. And so I should point out that both the conventional radiation and protons cure tumors at the same rate. There's no difference in terms of the ability to kill tumors. It's just the ability to reduce the excess radiation, reduce the potential for side effects is the difference.
Well, this growing, I would argue, obsession on late effects from radiation, you know, it seems like a very healthy evolution of the field of radiation oncology. This part of the reason that people care as much is that we're expecting people to live a long time after their cancer treatment, long enough where the late effects might compromise their life in some way. And then with children, as you mentioned, of course, they're little and they're going to be big, so they're developing in a way that adults really aren't. And so I think partly also because children were one of the first groups where we started to see significant number of cures, this group in pediatrics treating children were the ones that really thought about survivorship, I think, before everyone else did in some ways. Is that your sense? And you've watched this occur, radiating in and around the brain and elsewhere, cognitive development, bone and muscle growth, all these kind of things. How is that working out? Do you see children now with less of those kinds of late effects?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been remarkable, both from, as we talked about, protons, you know, the widespread adoption of protons due to the fact that technology is becoming more accessible, but also just better imaging and being able to target tumors more precisely. Before we had MRIs and even CT scans, we'd see a tumor, you know, on an X-ray, and we'd basically assume that there was part of it we couldn't see because our imaging resolution wasn't good. So we would put a very large margin around it, a margin meaning extra radiation, to make sure that we didn't miss anything, and just treat away. And so we were irradiating a large amount of normal tissue that didn't need to be unnecessarily, because we just didn't know exactly where the tumors we were targeting were. So now that we are able to reduce these radiation fields, and we have better targeting and delivery methods, I really have seen an incredible improvement in kids. I mean, when I was a resident, I would see kids who had been treated before my time, who would come back for follow-up 5, 10, 15 years after treatment, and they really did have some debilitating changes, both, you know, as you said, to their cognitive function, their ability to learn and remember things, and their bone growth and soft tissue growth. But since that, you know, I've seen kids. I just saw a girl who I treated when she was 3 years old who came back now 5 years later as a gregarious 8-year-old who literally you would never know that she ever had a brain tumor. You know, even though we treated a large part of her brain, we were able to use protons to spare some of that dose. She has, you know, no appreciable problems with learning or thinking. She's growing normally. You know, it's just amazing.